听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. We at Studio Classroom like debates. They sharpen our speech and refine our opinions. Each month in our Viewpoints feature, we try to present a topic that is somewhat controversial, giving you the chance to formulate your own opinion in English. Now, before we continue with Beth and Adam's debate about school, let's check in at the word bank. We see first the noun flip side, as in, unfortunately, the flip side of her usually kind and gentle personality is a quick temper. Next, the word gender. A person's gender should not determine his or her worth. All people should be treated equally. And finally, likewise. For people to be healthy, it is important they eat nutritious food. Likewise, they should exercise regularly. Okay, we are now ready for Conversation B, which starts at the top of page 33.
The School Debate, Conversation B.
Perhaps, but on the flip side, single-sex schools are able to break down gender stereotypes that may form when boys and girls go to school together.
Are you arguing that in single-sex education, boys are more likely to enroll in theater or music or arts courses and girls in math or science courses?
That's exactly what I'm saying. In co-ed schools, boys are less likely to enroll in these courses for fear of looking feminine. Likewise, females avoid math and science because these courses are typically associated with males.
I see your point. However, in my mind, there are still several problems with single-sex education.
Friends, I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Rachel. We're so glad you joined us for day two of our Viewpoints article. I always enjoy Viewpoints articles because it gives us a chance to look at a topic that might be a little controversial. People might have big opinions about it. And then we can kind of decide what we think about this issue. So when we give you a topic, we hope you'll take time to think about it and talk about it with somebody else, especially in English. Chelsea, what is our topic that we've been discussing?
Well, we have been talking about the school debate, which in our case, we're talking about single-sex schools versus co-ed schools. And of course, Beth and Adam both have their own opinions on this topic. Beth finds that single-sex schools are the way to go, while Adam supports the idea of attending a co-ed school. His own sister is getting ready to move on to a co-ed school, and she is pretty excited about it. So we start in today. Yesterday, Adam mentioned that there is more to school than just getting good grades. And Beth comes in today and says, perhaps, but on the flip side, single-sex schools are able to break down gender stereotypes. On the flip side, now this is kind of a phrase that we use a lot in English, on the flip side. What does that mean?
Well, if something is on the flip side, it just means the opposite side or the other side of the issue. You can kind of think of something flipping over. And so we're looking at another side of this issue. And so what Beth is saying here is on the flip side of the whole social argument that he was making, she said that single-sex schools can break down gender stereotypes that often form when boys and girls go to school together. Now, it's important to talk about this and to talk about what gender stereotypes are. Let's first look at the word gender.
Okay, well, gender just refers to the fact of being either a male or a female. So in my case and in Rachel's case, our gender is female. If you're a boy, your gender is male. But when we're talking about gender stereotypes, well, stereotypes are beliefs or ideas of what a particular person or people group is like. And stereotypes are often unfair or untrue. So gender stereotypes are observations or ideas based on somebody's gender, if they're a male or female.
Exactly. Now, we all know a number of stereotypes. We'll talk about a few of them in a minute. But in America, a common stereotype is that, you know, boys tend to be better at math and girls are better at language and things like that. And so, and that's often true in many cases. But if you're in a same-sex school, then maybe you won't deal with those stereotypes as much. And let's look at Adam's point. He says, are you arguing that in single-sex education, boys are more likely to enroll in theater or music or arts courses and girls in math or science courses? So he's kind of challenging her a bit.
And she comes right back and says, that's exactly what I'm saying, and goes on to explain that in co-ed schools, where there are boys and girls attending, boys are less likely to enroll in these types of courses for fear of looking feminine. I know that when I taught at a public high school that had boys and girls, it was co-ed, most of the boys liked to play sports, and there were very few boys who were in theater and music, just because that seemed to be the type of activity for a girl. So some of these stereotypes do sound true.
It's true. So sometimes in those co-ed courses, again, boys are less likely to enroll in them because they don't want to look feminine. Let's stop for a minute on that sentence and go to Liz for some grammar on the go.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. We've been talking about whether boys and girls benefit more from being taught together or separately. Ultimately, the issue is about how we can make sure students are truly getting the best kind of education they need. Speaking of the best kind of education, I'm here at one of the most prestigious universities in America, Harvard University. It's also the oldest university in America. Well, before I go and look around, here's today's grammar tip sentence. In co-ed schools, boys are less likely to enroll in these courses for fear of looking feminine. Notice the phrase, for fear of. This is an idiom that means in order to avoid or prevent from. So today's sentence just means, in co-ed schools, boys are less likely to enroll in these courses in order to avoid looking feminine. Use this idiom, for fear of, when you want to explain why something is or isn't done. For example, let's say Johnny is afraid of getting stuck in traffic while on his way to the airport, so he decided to leave early. We can say, Johnny decided to go to the airport early for fear of getting stuck in traffic. Or let's say Karen doesn't want to leave her office because she is waiting for an important phone call. So we can say, Karen doesn't want to leave her office for fear of missing an important phone call. Now, if you'd like to see some more example sentences, they're in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for now. Time for me to go look around the campus. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off at Harvard University. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. Now, just as boys are afraid to be stereotyped according to their gender, Beth goes on to say, likewise, females avoid math and science because these courses are typically associated with males. So it sounds to me like the girls might also be afraid of gender stereotypes of maybe appearing to be more masculine or like a male than they are. But that word likewise is a word that we need to look at, Rachel. What does that mean?
Right. In this situation, likewise is used at the beginning of the sentence, and she's saying likewise, comma, females avoid math and science. So another way to say this is, in addition or also. It's just kind of one of those transition words that works well sometimes in writing. And so she's saying likewise or also, females avoid math and science because these courses are typically associated with males. And if it's associated with something, then it's kind of linked with something. Or when people think of these courses, they think of males.
They do. Now, Adam comes right back and says, I see your point. I see where you're coming from. However, in my mind, there are still several problems with single-sex education. I'm sure we will hear about more of those soon. But first, we're going to go to the chat room and then take a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken, and today we'd like to welcome Linda here for a chat. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's really nice to be here with you all today.
Linda, I see the word feminine used in the article today. That means having to do with women, right?
Right. Female, feminine, womanlike, and womanly are all adjectives that refer to women, but are used in different ways.
Oh, really? What are they?
Well, the female is very neutral and is used to show the sex of a person or an animal or a plant, in contrast with male. Feminine usually refers to traditional qualities that females have in the positive sense, like feminine grace. Womanly is often used to distinguish an adult female from a girl, a womanly figure compared to a girlish figure. And we also say womanly intuition or feminine intuition. They're both positive.
Okay, what about womanlike?
Well, womanlike is not used very often, but is the same thing as womanly. However, some say it's more neutral. This word you actually don't hear very often.
Okay, I get it. 我们接下来看几个女性相关的形容词。Female 是女性或雌性的。那这个字通常用来表示人类、动物或植物的性别。Feminine 是表示女性特有的、女子般的，通常就表示温柔的、纤弱的。Womanly 相对于 girlly 是成年女人般的，而 womanlike 是女人般的，但这个字呢，比较少用。What about for men? Is it the same only with male?
Well, we have male, masculine, manly, and manlike. All of these refer to men, but we can distinguish them a bit more.
How so?
Well, male is the most neutral, like female. For anything that identifies the sex of people, animals, and plants. Masculine is also very neutral, but is frequently associated with men's qualities like masculine confidence. Then manly holds the positiveness of masculine, like a guy's manly strength. But manlike is very different because we use it most often to refer to something that is not human. You know, I'm sure you've heard of man-like monkeys or apes.
Oh, even more interesting. 另外跟男性相关的形容词 male 是男性或雄性的 ,masculine 是阳刚的 ,manly 是具有男子气概雄赳赳的但是 man-like 是形容具有人类特性的动物。
Well, it's time for a break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Well, the question is, do boys and girls benefit more from being taught together or separately? Beth seems to think separate is better. Adam, on the other hand, thinks co-ed schools are more beneficial. There seem to be good arguments for both sides of the debate. Of course, there are a few more points to be made by Beth and Adam. So let's let them finish their thoughts.After we look at the last key word of the lesson, it's the noun bottom line. The bottom line is that smoking is bad for your health and can lead to medical problems. Now, let's pick up our magazines and continue with the reading on line 17.
The school debate.
Hear me out, Adam.Consider this. Single-sex education enhances student success because teachers can use techniques and learning styles geared toward the gender of their students. After all, studies have shown that girls and boys learn in very different ways.
Unfortunately, using gender-specific learning styles may not always be effective. In fact, in some cases, it could even be harmful.
Well, single-sex education may not be perfect, but there are definitely people who benefit from it, like females, minorities, and low-income students.
I think that the bottom line is that all students can thrive when the elements of good teaching are present. It doesn't matter whether it's in a single-sex or a co-ed setting.
Welcome back. We're continuing our conversation with Beth and Adam. They're having a really good debate or a good discussion about whether same-sex or single-sex education is a good thing or not, especially for junior high or high school students. So before the break, Adam says he sees a few problems with single-sex education, but Beth jumps in and she says, "Hear me out, Adam." Now, what does she mean if she's using the phrase, "hear me out"?
She means, "Adam, listen to me until I'm finished telling you everything that I have to say. Listen until I'm done." And this is, again, this is an idiom that we like to use in English sometimes. "Hear me out on this." We might say, "just keep listening until I'm finished." And she says, "consider this. Think about this. Single-sex education enhances student success because teachers can use techniques and learning styles geared toward the gender of their students." So this is a pretty good argument that she has here. She's talking about learning styles and what boys and girls need in terms of how they learn best.
And I think teachers are always concerned about this, right? You know that students learn differently, and so you try to gear your learning or your teaching towards their learning styles. Because we know studies have shown boys and girls learn in very different ways. So I guess what her point is, if you have a classroom of boys, you teach in a certain way that they can really understand and that they can learn a lot from. And same with girls. And you teach in a way that they can really benefit from.
Adam comes right back, though, and says, "well, unfortunately, using gender-specific learning styles, it may not always be effective. In fact, at times, it could actually even be harmful." Now, he doesn't really give us any specific examples of what he means here, but I think I know what he might mean. If you have a group of boys, I think sometimes teachers get the idea that maybe the way that they learn best is by being tough and by, at least in America, being tough and maybe by using a little bit more force. But if you have a boy who doesn't have that personality, then you might scare him or offend him or make him very uncomfortable. So I think that's the point that Adam is trying to make.
Yes, I think what Adam is also trying to say is then if you kind of are always teaching in one way because you assume that that's how boys learn or that's how girls learn, then in a way you're kind of stereotyping as well. And you're not realizing that even among boys, there are many different learning styles. So this is a really important point. It gives us a lot to think about and a lot to talk about. And let's see what Beth says next. What is her response to that?
Well, she says single-sex education may not be perfect. As we all know, there is no system of education that is perfect. But there are definitely people who benefit from it, like females and minorities and low-income students. Now, low-income students would be students who come from families who are not very wealthy. Maybe they struggle with their finances. But these are exactly the types of students who benefit from being in a single-sex classroom.
Why do you think that is, Chelsea? Why do you think that minorities, or people who are not part of the majority ethnic group, and females and low-income students might benefit?
Well, I think that maybe they might sense a connection among them and they feel comfortable in that setting. They kind of all have something similar that connects them and brings them together, and it's maybe a more comfortable learning environment.
I agree. And sometimes students who've also been in a lot of trouble, students who might have gotten kicked out of one school because they did some terrible things, sometimes they really benefit from that kind of environment where just the boys are with the boys and the girls are with the girls, and they can really focus on the task at hand, focus on their studies. So That's a good point as well, but I think Adam gets the last say here, and what is his final thought?
He says, well, I think that the bottom line is that all students can thrive when the elements of good teaching are present. I like how he starts the sentence. He says, I think that the bottom line is that. Now, if you use that term, bottom line, you are using that to tell someone what the most important part is, or what the most important thing to consider is. So here, the bottom line is that as long as there is good teaching present, a student can thrive.
And if a student's thriving, he or she is doing well. Well, let's see some more opinions about this issue. And why don't you tell us what you think?
School is like a small society. In my opinion, co-ed school provide a better setting of learning interpersonal relations and the various gender issues. Also in co-ed school, the design of curriculums is based on gender differences. It promotes the understanding between two genders and it helps our children to be ready for society.
It is indeed a very interesting topic. As I've been teaching here since 1987, you might know that it was an all-girls junior college. And we could talk about similar topics. Shopping, having fun, things that girls like to do. Well, Mingchuan became a university, and there were boys in the class. One time, there were six boys who had very interesting names. One was called Scotty. The other one was Pippin. Pippin, what kind of name is that? Well, then there was Michael, Jordan, Larry, Bird. Well, obviously there were NBA famous players. So I guess the girls in class learned about NBA. So there are both positive and negative things about having co-ed classes. I'll let you decide.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 flip side 这个名词。Flip 是指翻 ,side 是指面。所以 flip side 是指另一面、反面或者是负面。例如 ,the flip side of social welfare is that people begin to rely on the government for their money. 社会福利的负面影响是人们会开始依赖政府给他们钱。或者是 ,the flip side of industrialization is more pollution. 工业化的负面影响就是会有更多的污染。继续我们看的是 likewise 这个副词 likewise 是指反之亦然或者是同样的或照样的例如 we often complained about our parents when we were young likewise our children will complain about us 我们年轻的时候会抱怨父母同样的我们的孩子也会抱怨我们或者是 I took the flu shot and I suggest you to do likewise我去打了流感疫苗我也建议你这么做。最后我们看的是 bottom line 这个名词。bottom line 是指结果或者是很重要的事。例如 ,the bottom line is if the company doesn't get this loan, they'll have to end their business. 结论就是如果这家公司没有申请到这次的贷款就只好停业。或者是 ,we might face many problems now,But the bottom line is to make the sales grow. 我们现在也许要面对许多问题,但是最重要的事就是让业绩成长。And that's all for today. I'll see you soon. Bye bye.
The School Debate. Conversation B.
Perhaps, but on the flip side, single-sex schools are able to break down gender stereotypes.That may form when boys and girls go to school together.
Are you arguing that in single-sex education, boys are more likely to enroll in theater or music or arts courses and girls in math or science courses?
That's exactly what I'm saying. In co-ed schools, boys are less likely to enroll in these courses for fear of looking feminine. Likewise,Females avoid math and science because these courses are typically associated with males.
I see your point. However, in my mind, there are still several problems with single-sex education.
Hear me out, Adam. Consider this. Single-sex education enhances student success because teachers can use techniques and learning styles geared toward the gender of their students. After all, studies have shown that girls and boys learn in very different ways.
Unfortunately, using gender-specific learning styles may not always be effective. In fact, in some cases, it could even be harmful.
Well, single-sex education may not be perfect, but there are definitely people who benefit from it, like females, minorities, and low-income students.
I think that the bottom line is that all students can thrive when the elements of good teaching are present. It doesn't matter whether it's in a single-sex or a co-ed setting.
Maybe there are some of you who have had the opportunity to go to both a co-ed school and a single-sex school. If so, you have a very unique perspective on this debate. Please be sure to share your experience and your thoughts with your classmates or friends. Now, next month in our Viewpoints feature, we will compare computers. Do you have a favorite brand of computer? Or maybe a favorite computer operating system? I know there are some diehard Macintosh fans out there. Are you one of them? Well, all that happens in our Viewpoints column next month. What happens tomorrow is a travel article to a place I'm sure you've all heard of. For the next 3 days, Studio Classroom will look at what's new in Shanghai. Until then, I hope all of you have a great day. Bye-bye, friends.